What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Friday, you guys. We made it. It's so beautiful to be at the tail end of the week. We have alarm-free living right ahead of us. We've got Ben on the toast today. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, you know, we're on day two out of three of the Bwunge takeover. I think it's going really well. I think people are really enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes. It's wonderful. I do have a comment, though, on you said it's Friday, yay, like days of no alarms. I've started to think, you know, we're celebrating Fridays, only to have another week yet again next week. Doesn't it kind of seem like we're caught in a bit of a rat race?
It's true.
We're Doesn't just it kind of seem like we're celebrating to be sad, to celebrate, to sad, to celebrate?
We're on this hamster wheel, but it is what it is, and so we have to celebrate the small wins.
Or we celebrate the small wins every day so that Mondays don't seem so dark.
I'm not going to... I don't know where he'd been, but...
The subway. No, I'm kidding.
No, I mean... Never. Here on the show, we really do try and just help people get through the week. Obviously, Monday can be so Monday-y, but every day has its own personality, and we're always looking for the lead up to Friday. And when Friday is here, we have to acknowledge that, and we have to just look forward. I mean, after this, you're going golfing.
Yes.
How fabulous for you.
Yes. It is fabulous for me.
I'm going to snuggle up with Brew and get ready to celebrate our Brannniversary.
What is that?
1 year anniversary of Brew.
Today?
No, it's like in a few days. I need to get the exact date, but it's end of October.
It's close.
It's close. So I've just been like, you know, ruminating on life with Brew, the last year with Brew. And it's just been something so special. I mean, I know you don't really know him.
I know him as much as I'm allowed to.
You
keep him like... what is her name? Rapunzel, up in a tower. He's calling for help. He's screaming, Ben, pick me up. Jackie, let me leave the bedroom. We've watched Shrek 90 times.
Brew loves Shrek. He loves Donkey. He thinks he's hilarious.
Yeah. By the way, you love Shrek.
I mean, Shrek is so good.
Yeah, Shrek's good.
It's so fucking good. I just watched all four recently.
The music.
It's so fucking good.
So good.
Can't be understated. No, I don't know why you're kind of like an absent uncle and you haven't spent that much time with Brew.
What does that even mean?
No, I'm kidding. Like when you I guess you know Brew. Like when you come over for Monopoly, he's always there being a good boy.
I see Brew as much as I'm invited to see Brew. Am I supposed to come over and pick up Brew and take him to the park? I have crew.
I just won, you know, like I would do that for Theo. I did do that for Theo.
When you didn't have Brew.
I would still do that for Theo.
You would randomly walk over to my apartment, leave Bruno at home, pick up Theo and take him to the park without me asking you?
If I could sense that's what Theo
Without me asking
if
you.
If I could sense it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Theo right now, because Claudia's away, is home alone.
Why don't you bring him in?
Because he's actually out with our walker.
Oh, and...
He's walking.
Yeah, because we're recording a little early, and also you're going golfing, so yeah, then
it would just... But after this, though, if you want, he's there alone. You could go pick him up, take him to the park, walk him around, and then drop him back at the apartment before you go and hang out with Brew.
Interesting.
That sounds good, right?
I'll definitely think about that. I'll definitely consider it.
You could actually take him to your house if you want to.
Yeah,
or I can have the walker drop him at
a play date for the boys.
That sounds so...
Oh, they're so cute.
He is so precious.
They're so cute, these boys. Anyways, we have a great show for you today. We actually have so much to discuss, like so much newsy news. and I need to get your take on all of it. There was no TV on last night. I personally spent the evening reading. I'm almost finished with my book. I'm reading Apples Never Fall by Leanne Moriarty. Now I'm at like 75%, so it's like all downhill from here. We're about to get answers. Mm. We're about to slide into home. Like, the majority of the beginning of the book was just like set up, and now it's payoff time.
Do you ever consider watching sports? It's just interesting to hear there's nothing on last night. There was so much on last night.
Oh, yeah. Zach was watching a game. I believe it was the Browns versus the logo that looked like the Bills, but wasn't.
Football's, I mean, last night's football was very boring, but there was a Warriors game last night. Stephen Curry.
Okay.
He had 25 points in the first quarter.
Wow.
He only finished with like 45. But I'm just saying, there was some good stuff on TV.
Okay.
And I would highly recommend on Thursday nights tuning into TNT. There's an NBA doubleheader. Riveting, in case there's a lack of television on Thursdays.
Okay, yeah, we'll think about it. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a TMT over TNT girly.
That's fair.
That's just me.
That's fair. You need a news network, like a TV news network. We got to bring it onto
TNN.
TV. We got to bring it onto TV.
Yeah. Wow. We're already on TV. It depends how you choose to stream our show, but you can, you know, get the YouTube app and watch us.
And I've actually seen, like, my favorite thing is getting tagged in stories when I see people watching The Toast on TV.
Yeah. No, same.
It's amazing.
Like, it's a premium experience.
Premium. Yeah. And, like, the quality of the set, the camera.
Lights, camera, action.
It's like they don't even know that this couch is busted.
Yeah. But, you know, we suffer through the couch.
No, it's good. It's good.
Yeah. You look extra uncomfortable today.
No, it's because I'm choosing to hike my big tree trunk leg up.
Yeah. That's a lot of leg.
It's hiked.
I'm looking in the monitor.
It's hiked up.
We're seeing a lot of leg today.
Yeah, wow. How fortunate for all of you.
Yeah, you guys. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So I think we can get right into everything because there's a lot to discuss. You have, you know, to go golfing and mm-hmm. we wouldn't want to hold you up, you know?
Sure.
And I think...
You're not holding me up, though. We will take our time.
We will take our time.
We will go through the stories the way that God intended them to be told.
I agree. You can't rush the toast.
No, especially not these juicy stories.
Yes. So without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
Beat it.
You beat the crunch. And so you win a pair of transition lenses.
No! but I'm telling you, Beat the Crunch, great app. We'd get at least 7 downloads and pay $50,000 to develop it.
Every member of our family. Okay. Before we get into the stories, I need to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own license. Professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. It's a very accessible way to get therapy, get in touch with someone, you know. It's never too late to ask for help, and BetterHelp is a better way to do that. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp.com/toast. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. So, you guys, we have a special offer for the Morning Toast listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/toast. Okay, first story. This was breaking news last night. I think it's a big story of the day. Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun that killed a cinematographer and injured a director on the set of his new movie, Rust. Cinematographer Halina Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was injured on Thursday after Alec Baldwin accidentally misfired a prop gun on the New Mexico set of his upcoming Western film. Authorities responded to the incident at the Bonanza Creek Ranch set of Rust, that's the name of the movie, around 1:50 p.m. local time following 911 calls indicating an individual had been shot on set, the Santa Fe Sheriff's Department wrote in a press release obtained by People.
What was the name of the cinematographer?
The one who passed away?
Yes.
Halina.
Halina?
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, horrendous story.
Horrendous.
And apologies and justice for the family of Helena, because mm-hmm. that is like possibly the worst way to die that I've ever heard. You're yeah. on set, a movie,
right.
and a prop gun is fired by somebody that shouldn't have had a real bullet in their gun. Like, there's no, that's not a dangerous area.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
No, it's terrible. I mean, there are so many questions for about sure. this story, why there wasn't a gun, an active gun on the set, whether that, what was inside the gun, was it a bullet or a blank? But regardless, there are people whose job it is to manage the props. There's a prop master. Why is someone walking around with a gun that could kill people?
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know enough about the movie industry or guns to understand how something like this could happen.
I definitely can't imagine. One, I had no idea that prop guns could be filled. That seems incredibly strange.
Or,
I'm yeah. saying, like, we don't have enough technology to make a prop gun that sounds like a gun, no. looks like a gun, but doesn't actually load like a gun.
Or just have a prop gun and then you add special effects. Like, we have whole fucking movies that are made on the computer. You can't just add the sound. It has to be something that shoots out of a cannon.
By the way, I'm positive that because of this, like, they won't let guns... They won't let prop guns on sets anymore.
You think so?
Yeah, this is, like, a crazy fucking story
yeah.
where... There's obviously foul play. I don't know who did it, but like, by the way, we're turning into, this is turning into like a murder mystery podcast, I'm just saying. Like, there's a couple of, between the guy in the lake yesterday, this
yeah.
one, which that one we can get to.
We will get to.
But either Alec Baldwin and this person had beef.
Okay.
That's like the far-fetched version.
Okay.
I don't think that's what it is, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
So it would either be Alec Baldwin put the bullet in and killed that person. I don't think that's what it is. But because it's a murder mystery podcast, we have to explore all routes.
Okay.
And then the one that makes the most sense would be that the prop master had beef with the person. Or it was some just horrendous accident that is unexplained, that maybe somebody on set. They said it's in New Mexico?
Yeah.
What are the gun laws in New Mexico?
I'm unfamiliar.
Like, are you just able to bring a gun into a film set because maybe somebody accidentally put their gun down on the table? It was mistook for the prop gun, handed to Baldwin, pow pow.
Perhaps. I don't know. I don't know about all that. I think it was more so negligence, but
the negligence on who, if it's a prop? Why was it loaded? Can't be negligence.
You want to move your mic closer? I'm just worried about that. My mic is like in my mouth.
Can't be negligence.
I hope we get more details and clarity around this story because there needs to be answers here. There needs to be responsibility and accountability and justice.
Yeah, and like regardless of if it was Alec Baldwin's fault, he's super rich and should definitely take care of this person's family. Like,
yeah, but I mean, there right now there's no charges that have been filed, but
it's just a human being normal thing to do.
Yeah,
you accidentally murder someone.
No, of course, but I'm just wondering if there's going to be any legal repercussions, like
for sure
manslaughter.
There has to be. I don't know if it's manslaughter.
would be the term, because he did kill someone.
Such a strange story.
Yeah. I
really don't know what to make of it. I read it last night. I get all of my news from like these like weird Instagram accounts that just like show headlines, and then I have to do my own research because it's like, is it really true?
How hard? Yeah. Yeah.
I think I got it from Hood Ratchet TV, I think was my news source.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, when I saw it, I was shocked.
It sounds like it's like a plot for a bad movie.
Yeah.
Or a good movie.
Like this
movie. It actually
movie.
Sounds like an Adam Sandler movie. Did you see the terrible movie? He made first of all, Adam Sandler, unbelievable.
Okay.
Until he signed this deal with Netflix.
What was
all of these movies, Murder on the Boat or whatever.
I like that one. It's getting a sequel.
Oh my God. Of course it's getting a sequel. He has a minimum amount of movies he needs to make for his $300 million.
Well,
they're going to sequel all of these shitty movies.
Do you see Who Be Halloween?
No, I'm not watching any of it. I'm not watching them.
I think you should watch Who Be Halloween.
Is it as good as Mr. Deeds?
No, I wouldn't say that it is.
Is it as good as Big Daddy?
No, I wouldn't say
that. Is it as good as Billy Madison?
No.
Is it as good as Happy Gilmore?
No.
Good, so then...
I never said it was good.
No, so... Oh, you were saying it was bad.
I was saying it was like shocking.
Oh, shockingly bad.
But it wasn't good.
He's so bad.
It wasn't good, but it wasn't like Jack and Jill bad.
I also want to clarify, I would do the same thing if I was him. $300 million for free.
No, and like the movies that he's even putting on Netflix are like so successful.
They're successful because it's Netflix.
Yeah, no, but
Netflix can make anything it wants successful with the right name. And Adam Sandler, you will watch his movie.
But even by Netflix's standards, it's successful. Like they do that with a lot of things and a lot of people. But still, people have to, you know, select to watch it.
Yeah, I guess. But what I was saying was, it sounds like the beginning of a Murder on a Boat movie by Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that. Like, and then the whole movie is just like about what was with the gun.
Yeah. What was with the gun, though?
You want to make it? Make
no, a movie? I just want I just want answers. I just want to be, you know, a reader. And okay. I hope that we get some sort of understanding as to how something like this could happen. Because it's...
I don't think we will.
So upsetting.
By the way, in case listeners or watchers see me go like this, it's just because I'm stretching my plantars. It's rather sore, so don't be alarmed if you see me doing this strange stretch.
I don't think...
From time to time. Oh, you can't even see it. Okay, good.
Yeah, on your solo shot. And okay, what are your plantars, if I may?
Plantar fasciitis is a bone that goes under the midsection of the bottom of the foot and the heel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fucking sore. I don't know. I self-diagnosed myself, but that stretch really helps. Yeah, that is my medical explanation of plantar fasciitis.
Okay, thank you for that. You learn something new every day.
Calf stretches are good for it too.
Okay.
Get a good like calf board.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Sweet. Thank you.
Of course.
Are you ready for our next story?
Sure.
The human remains found in Florida Park do belong to Brian Laundrie, the FBI confirms. The FBI has confirmed that the human remains found at a Northport, Florida park on Wednesday belong to 23-year-old Brian Laundrie. Medical examiners used a comparison of dental records to positively identify the remains, the FBI's Denver division wrote in a press release on Thursday. So I guess that's that on that.
It actually makes the story a little bit sadder because now it seems like... Actually, no, it's not sadder.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, he clearly went there, like, probably killed himself in the same place where he either killed his girlfriend or...
No, these are totally different places.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
See, I need the facts.
She was found in a whole other state.
Got it. Okay. And no longer
said. And then he went home to Florida. And then he was found in a park near Florida.
Got it. So the guy just loves parks.
I guess so. I guess parks, you know, that is a good point.
That's all. I was just thinking, like, maybe, like, he brought her to the park. Something happened in the park. Then he went back to the park.
No.
Different park.
And also, I do feel like he was at a national park with her. This, to me, is giving me, like, you know, playground vibes. Even though it's not. But, like, you know, like a smaller local park.
No, I understand.
Not on the national level.
No, local park.
Even though that's just a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
North, yeah. It's park with a lowercase p.
I understand.
You understand?
Of course I do.
So I think it's
like a local park.
Yeah.
I have a great name if CNBC wants to do... It wouldn't be CNBC. Who would make, like, a documentary about this? What network? A Hulu?
Anyone?
Know what it's called? Brian's Dirty Laundry. That's pretty good, right?
I can't. I don't know.
That's a great name.
Here's the thing. Sometimes with these stories, like, you know, the most obvious answer is the simplest answer is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of me just wants to be like, okay, so case closed and he probably, you know, allegedly probably did kill Gabby and now he's dead too. So I guess that's that on that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still something that just like rings suspicious about all this, but maybe that's just like our nature to like want there to be, you know, a twist, like in movies, but this isn't a movie.
I mean, when people are found dead in water in parks, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's not like it's not normal life. They write movies also, about like, weird ass things like this.
The remains that were sampled were his dental remains. Like, even though this is really far-fetched, like he could have pulled out some teeth, left, you know, or nah, they probably got a whole thing, like a...
Could have taken out his whole jaw.
No, I don't think he did that. I don't know. I just like, but I get really, it. I don't want to, you know, gravitate towards like making this like a movie and, you know, it's disrespectful to like the whole situation. So
I understand.
I hope.
Okay.
You know, I hope that justice will be served.
It can't be.
I know.
There's no justice.
No.
It's bizarre.
It is.
It's just a weird story.
It is.
Back-to-back weird stories.
Yes. But we're going to get into our next story a little bit of not news that's much better, but a little bit. And I just want to let you know it's brought to you by One of Us is Lying, which is Peacock's new show. 5 students walk into detention and only 4 walk out alive. Follow the story based on the number one New York Times bestseller, One of Us is Lying, now a new Peacock original. On the first day of school, Yale set Bronwyn, baseball star Cooper, cheerleader Addie, and drug dealing Nate all land themselves in detention with notorious gossip blogger Simon. When one of them doesn't make it out alive, everyone becomes a suspect, each with their own secrets and motives. This juicy teen drama takes unexpected new twists as we find out who's hiding what in this can't-miss new series. With romance, betrayal, secrecy, and more, One of Us is Lying is the murder mystery of the season. So don't miss One of Us is Lying, streaming now only on Peacock. Go to peacocktv.com to get started. Doesn't that sound like a great show?
I love a JTD.
A JTD.
A juicy teen drama.
Oh, what's better? I mean, Afterdale?
By the way, the show that just never should have ended.
Afterdale.
Yes.
We need to bring back Afterdale because there are still 3 people out there who would love to watch.
Yeah, and I'm sure that those 3 are are incredibly important.
No, and they feel alone. They feel deserted.
We need to bring back Afterdale for them. Is Riverdale still running?
Yeah, it is. The new season just came out.
We could have been stars by now with Afterdale. I'm just saying.
Big stars.
Could have been picked up. Hulu.
Hulu. Our next story. Queen Elizabeth spends the night in the hospital for tests after canceling her trip. The Queen spent the night in the hospital for tests after canceling official duties. Royal doctors sent the 95-year-old sovereign to be seen by specialists in London on Wednesday afternoon. Her Majesty was discharged, with Buckingham Palace saying she was in good spirits after preliminary investigations during her visit to the hospital. It was believed her medical team acted out of caution to have her admitted on Wednesday, and the overnight stay, her first in a hospital in 8 years, was for practical reasons. Yesterday, it was understood that Her Majesty was back at her desk at Windsor Castle. So, obviously, you'd never want to see a headline that the Queen is in the hospital.
No.
And for us Queenie files, like, this is just, it's worrisome.
It's also just like, how much does it suck to be the queen that you can't even go to the hospital without it being news?
Yeah.
Like, I get why it's news. I'm just saying, like, you leave, like, imagine you go to the hospital, somebody writes it up. That stinks.
Yeah. But the only thing is, the only difference between myself and the queen is that she has, like, so many resources at her disposal in her own home.
I was thinking the same
that
thing.
That it does sort of raise... alarms when she has to go to the hospital for something.
I totally understand and I agree. I was just saying, like, even if it is very juicy, it's just like
people are worried about her.
People
you
are
know?
Worried about her. I was gonna say exactly what you just said, which is that she obviously has an in-home doctor.
Yeah.
So you would only go to the hospital if you needed something checked that they couldn't check there. Perhaps it's
like a machine that's just, you know, not something that you
have. Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what that could be. Neurology related?
Perhaps.
Maybe something with, like, I don't know. We don't have to guess her disease.
We don't have nobody.
No, we don't need to guess her disease.
We don't need to guess what happened. I'm glad to hear that she's doing okay. I hope she's doing well. Prayers up for the queen.
Prayers up for the queen.
I love her.
Yeah, I mean,
dearly.
She's great. She's great. She's cool.
Yeah, she is. So, thinking of you, Queenie. Take some time, R&R, just what the doctor ordered.
Yes.
Maybe a visit to Sandringham. Mm-hmm. I think she needs some fresh air.
Yep.
That's the prescription.
Maybe she should watch a TJD.
She should watch a juicy teen drama.
JTD. That'll help her in her hospital stay.
One of Us is Lying on Peacock. Mm-hmm. That's what the queen should be watching.
It should.
I do wonder what she binge watches. The Crown?
Probably. By the way, if she watches The Crown, she probably loves it. It really doesn't rip her.
No, it doesn't.
It
rip
rips
her.
The people around her, and that is why. First of all, Gary Jannetty, love him, genius. The show, like, I get it. Like, why are you making fun of a 6-year-old? But, like,
that's The Prince.
What did I say?
We're talking about The Crown.
Oh, I've never seen The Crown.
No, The Prince rips Queen.
It does?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, The Prince rips everyone. Really?
Yeah, but it mostly rips the people around her. I've never seen The Crown.
No, but also...
I only watch satires.
You've never seen The Crown?
No. But I've seen Downton Abbey. Isn't it the same thing?
It's similar, but you should watch The Crown.
Is it good?
It's really good.
So I'll tell you, I've probably seen half an episode of The Crown. Claudia likes to do this where we start a show together.
Yeah,
and then I have to go to work, and then she finishes it.
We know all about it. So we all agree with her that she should keep watching.
No, I get it, but I have zero opportunity to watch a full show because I'm never going to watch a show without her. I don't like want to finish my day and then sit in the other room and watch TV alone. Like, I want to sit with her and watch TV. So we have to pick a show together. That's why I miss the old days of weekly, nightly releases.
Yeah.
Weekly at-night releases. We're having such a great time with Impeachment because we binged it together on a Sunday, and now episodes air every Tuesday at 8. So we huddle together, light a candle, order a little Grand Szechuan, watch Impeachment.
That's beautiful.
It is.
I'm sorry that it doesn't happen more often for you.
That's okay. Do you know that when you guys... Oh, I guess it's only Claudia. I was going to say, when she orders Seamless, it comes up that Jackie and Claudia have ordered Seamless, and it texts my phone. So no matter where I am, I know when you guys are ordering food, or I guess it's her only.
Yeah.
But your name's on my Seamless.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. That's like, but were I'm not getting the food.
Were you using it and ordering?
No, not that I'm aware of. That's really random.
Sounds like you've hacked my Seamless.
I have not. Wow. I have not. Okay, ready for our next story?
Of course.
Some happy couple news. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice is engaged to her boyfriend Luis Ruelas. She shared photos with People magazine, and they're so cute and fabulous.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. She said he popped the question in Greece, incorporating sparklers, candles, roses, violinist, and fireworks into his proposal. That's pretty lavish. The pictures are really cute. I'm really happy for Teresa. Mm. Obviously, you know the journey that she's been on.
Yes.
And she's been dating Luis for probably over a year now, but we still never even... We didn't see him on last season of Real Housewives of New Jersey. We heard about him, and then he showed up at the reunion. So I'm assuming he'll be much more involved in this upcoming season, and we can get a sense of, like, how their relationship is, you mm-hmm. know, because we don't really know them mm-hmm. together. But she seems really happy, and I'm glad that she's, you know, found love.
Mm-hmm. I like the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah.
They're all very nice ladies.
They really are.
I met Melissa Gorga for mm-hmm. the first time at a Spritz party.
I know.
And she was incredibly lovely, incredibly nice. I've met Margaret Josephs and her husband several times. Lovely.
Amazing.
I've never met Teresa, but I'm sure she's lovely too. Mm-hmm. It's just funny. Like, they're so nice. And, like, on the show, they're made to be, like, these crazy people. And it's like... Yeah. They're just nice people.
No, they are just nice people. And I do think, you know, the cameras go up and it's a job. And
totally. And I get why.
Yeah, me too.
I totally
like
do.
Like, anything that's like in real life, you would just like brush off your shoulder. You need to address and rehash. And then the next time we see each other, are we over it? No, let's talk about it again.
And you have to just like bring the action.
By the way,
that's like it just had Will.i.am go through
bring
my body.
Bring the action.
As I said
when I
that.
Walk in the club.
That was so weird. It was like him in my head. Bring the action. Yeah, like, if people aren't drinking, you got to just, like, start ripping shots. Like, you gotta bring the action.
Yeah, you do have to
bring it. So I get it. But, yeah, they're super nice.
Yeah, so we're happy for Teresa.
Yeah, happy for Teresa.
I wonder if she'll get a spinoff of her wedding. Bravo used to do that a lot, especially for, like, the OGs. You know, Tamara had one, Kim Zolciak, Bethany.
I feel like they'll definitely do it for anyone that will let them.
Well, Teresa would definitely let them. That's
so then I think that they'll do it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that it's amazing content for them. Just not everybody wants their wedding day completely kerfuffled with cameras.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think Teresa definitely would. She's been on TV for like 10 years. I think that would be a no-brainer for her. I just wonder if there's enough interest like from the viewers. Because I do think that's waning. I don't know how those specials perform.
Interesting.
Because there's been a while since we've had one. I have to imagine it's for a reason.
Well, maybe they don't have to draw it out like for like four episodes. Like, just give us like a one episode. Teresa gets married.
Yeah, like it's turning into like even when Cynthia Bailey got married, like it was like 5 minutes in a Real Housewives of Atlanta episode. But that's also because I don't think they could have cameras in because it was like a COVID wedding. But it was a big wedding. So
interesting.
Yeah.
We shall see.
We shall see. And we're happy for Teresa, and that's just some exciting news. I guess Real Housewives of New Jersey will be premiering soon. I mean, the Real Housewives have really been in the news this week because of that book, I don't know. You probably haven't heard about it. There's a new book that just dropped. It's called Not All Diamonds and Rosé, and it's like an oral history of the Real Housewives, and it's by like Andy Cohen Books. So it's cool. You know, Bravo endorsed, and all the women were out promoting it. I think the premiere, the launch party was in the city the other night. And so there's just like every day there's new headlines about like things that are coming out of the book. And I'm not going to lie, it is pushing me towards reconsidering reading it. I still haven't decided to read it, but I'm more interested than I once was. Mm. So
Claudia loves every book written by Andy Cohen. So if it's written by him,
it's not. Oh, okay. It's just endorsed by him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
very.
We
had
both decided we weren't going to read it, but they're doing a good job on the press. I'm
considering it.
I'm considering it. Yeah. So we shall see. But
if the Real Housewives of New York asked you to be on the show as a Real Housewife, what would you say?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that, but I'm fairly certain you would say yes.
I would consider it. You know, I'd be a fool not to. But when it came down to it, I just couldn't see. I don't see it happening, but I would consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. But it's.
I don't know, you just got to put things out in the air if you want them to happen. So.
Yes.
Putting it out there.
But if you want it to happen.
I think you do.
I don't know. I like this show. I'm good with this. And also, like, how would I do this show if.
Easily. And then they would also promote the show on Bravo. They'd literally be back there filming this.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't think this is going to be something I have to struggle with anytime soon. I don't think they're asking.
We shall see.
And that's okay with me.
I understand.
Okay, let's get into our fifth and final story. Before we do, I must let you know it is brought to you by Current. Current is a technology company that lets you manage your money on your phone. Current believes banking should be more accessible and affordable. No surprises, no minimum balances. Current's easy-to-use app and debit card gives you flexibility, freedom, and faster access to your money with benefits like earning points when you swipe with your debit card at eligible merchants, redeemable for cash back, no fees on over 40,000 in-network, all point ATMs in the U.S., helpful spending insights and notifications to track where and when you're spending, easy to create savings goals, including the ability to round up purchases to save extra charge. Mm. So for a limited time, we've partnered with Current to give away $1,000. That's right. Current is going to give away $250 to four listeners of our show. All you have to do is download the Current app and enter our code TOAST during sign up for a chance to win. That's TOAST during sign up. Winners will be awarded soon, so don't wait. Download the Current app, sign up in less than 2 minutes, and enter code TOAST for a chance to win. Visit current.com/toast for full terms and conditions. Exciting. Cool. Okay. Our fifth and final story, and you know, we absolutely must serenade because...
I can't do it again, though.
No, but could you give us a different version? Maybe I had seen a request for a Euphigenia version.
That's singing in Euphigenia? I don't know if I could.
If anyone could.
We'll see. Something will happen. I don't know what's going to happen, though.
Wait, no. First?
What?
It's the final story.
No, I couldn't possibly. No, I can't. I started too high.
Euphigenia has left the chat.
Yeah, she's left. She's left. Maybe Monday, but no, I can't today.
Okay.
I can't.
You can think about for Monday what you want to do for your final story.
I think it's like, I'm even thinking how I could do that. It's, who are you, Euphigenia, dear? Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.
Pretty good.
That was pretty decent.
Euphigenia on the ones and twos.
They request the voice for the next one on Monday.
Okay.
Whatever they pick.
That's what you'll do.
That's what I'll do. It's hard to
What are their options?
I think it needs to be more of like, the first one was cantorial, which I can do. I can also do opera.
Okay. So
I can also do
cantorial,
opera, rock, punk, like pick a genre.
Okay.
We'll try and do that.
Okay, cool. That's exciting. So we have that to look forward to on Monday, even though, you know, it will be Monday. We'll have that.
We'll have a great Monday.
Our fifth and final story is actually really cute. Piece of news. Zach Galifianakis says that his sons don't know he's an actor. He said, my kids think I'm a librarian.
How old are they, by the way?
4 and 7.
Cute.
He may have 2 Emmy wins and plenty of hit films, but to his children, he's simply their dad and possibly a librarian. The comedian told Entertainment Tonight at the premiere of his new movie, Ron's Gone Wrong, that his kids don't know he's a popular actor. He said, "My kids think I'm a librarian somewhere. They don't even know. They think I'm an assistant librarian somewhere." He said his children aren't familiar with one of his most famous works, The Hangover. When asked by Entertainment Tonight if his children have seen the movie, he said, "They shall never know of it." He added, "I'll just deny it. I'll say, I don't know what you're talking about. I had nothing to do with that movie." While he'll eventually get to the point of showing his children the film, he's avoiding the tricky situation for the time being. The actor explained, "You want to protect their innocence as much as possible. They're just children." It's so crazy. I guess, like, when you look at The Hangover through the lens of a 4-year-old, you're like, that's inappropriate. But when I think of inappropriate movies, like, The Hangover is just a movie to me.
Totally. But at 4 and at 7, you can't see that movie. Yeah. And you also can't see your dad, like, doing drugs in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's the, first of all, Zach Galifianakis, love him.
So funny, so cute.
Between Two Ferns, have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, he is not only underappreciated, but I think he's underappreciated because he really, per that story, seems to really not want to be in the limelight unless he's doing something.
Yeah, he's all about the craft.
Yeah, all about the craft. He is hysterical. I love that his kids think that he's a librarian. And, that's a great story.
Yeah, and that's a great, like, fake job to share with your kids that you are, you know? And also that might encourage them to read more. And, you know, I think that's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Maybe I'll tell my kids I'm a librarian.
Yeah.
They'll never know about the toast.
Yeah, interesting. I'm sure that they will know about the toast.
I'm sure that they will.
Mm-hmm. They could watch the toast from any age. That's the best part about this show.
It is. I mean, we do use a little bit of profanity, like curse words.
Profanity is not the problem. I remember I was 5 years old. I had a sleepover at some kid's house.
Okay.
Mom decided to show us The Terminator. I had nightmares for weeks.
Is it and a scary movie?
It wasn't even scary. It's just like rated R. And it's just like, it was a little scary. It was a little scary for me. I really was like a big, just like fraidy cat. My mom never let me even see PG-13 movies.
Yeah.
I just like was a big PG guy.
Yeah. I really stuck to what the, like, I was watching G, then I was watching PG, then I turned 13, you know, like, and then
me too.
Those rules are in place for a reason. I think they're really good markers of age.
But did you ever, I used to think that if I watched a rated R movie, I'd go to jail. Like, that somebody would come to my house, find me watching a rated R movie, and throw me in prison.
No, the idea of watching a rated R movie, like, at home.
At home?
Before, it was, like, not going to happen. But I remember, like, you know, when I was in high school, before I turned 17, because you have to be 17 to watch rated R, right?
No, that's called NC-17. Right. No, that's before you can watch porn.
No, I know. I know there's NC-17.
So at 16, before you started watching porn.
What's rated R?
Rated R, I think, is...
Rated R age. Because
18?
When I would go to the movies...
16.
Like,
no, 16?
Rated R age limit. Because when I would go to the movies and to see a rated R movie...
Oh, I forgot you had to show your ID.
You had to show your student ID. 17. Okay, thank you. I'm not a fucking pervert.
Did you ever go to the Lowe's Orpheum to watch a movie? 86th Street.
And what? There's a lot of...
86th and 3rd.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah, with the old man.
Yes. Oh, my God. And he was taking no prisoners.
No, he literally would put your ID through a Scantron like you're at a club to go into the rated R movie.
And he was like, you're 17, so it's just your student ID?
Yeah. What are you supposed to do? He literally would... He was not messing around.
He was not messing around.
No.
He was not going to... If you were not 17, like, you were not seeing that movie.
No, you were not. Even if you were, sometimes you'd be turned away.
Yeah.
Because he thought it was fake. How do you say that a student ID is fake?
I mean, it's probably extremely easy to fake.
It's full-blown plastic, though. Like, how do you prove that it's fake or not fake?
Yeah, no,
there's no tech in the student ID.
I'm sure at that location he was used to seeing the same schools, you know, whatever schools are in the neighborhood. But you could also just say, you know, I'm coming.
I'm from out of town.
I'm from out of town.
I can't see this film.
Here's my Kansas student ID.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Kid from Kansas can't come to the Orpheum?
Not if that guy's working there.
No. I'm positive he's still there also. I just feel like he's going to be there for like 200 years.
I actually just passed that movie theater the other day, and I was thinking about all those times.
Isn't it crazy to think how lit those two blocks were? Like, now it's just decrepit and like times have changed.
But it was like from Pinkberry up.
From Pinkberry? Well, that's on 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Pinkberry Up was great, but 86th Street, 86th, 2nd, and 3rd was one movie theater. 86th, 87th, and Lex was another movie theater.
Oh.
There was the Best Buy. There was a GameStop.
Oh, I get, well, you're like a boy, yeah, so those things were interesting
too.
That
area was just wonderful.
I was more there for the Pinkberry.
Interesting. I mean, Pinkberry was... Still, I eat Pinkberry all the time.
Yeah, I haven't had it in a while, but it still hits. It definitely had a bit of a fall from grace.
I don't know why, though. It's a great place.
Well, I don't think it should have ever been as hyped up as it was.
Fair.
And so, of course, nothing's that sustainable. Like, remember Crumbs?
Yeah, but...
Those big
I was never into it.
Cupcakes?
I can't get excited about...
Like, to me, Crumbs is a better idea than Pinkberry.
I guess.
They're out of business.
Yeah. Well, they went too hard
in the paint.
Too hard, too fast. One place, though, that Pinkberry reminds me of that also went a little too hard, too fast, but I think is creme de la creme, Jamba Juice. Do you ever have Jamba Juice?
I've never had Jamba Juice.
Oh, amazing, amazing smoothies.
Really?
Yeah, and they just went a little, I think, too hard, too fast. You know, you see people are coming in, loving your stuff, start raising money, dumping stores. The stores don't do well. All of a sudden... You're in one airport in San Francisco.
Yeah. Interesting. I would never really...
A cautionary tale.
A cautionary tale. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So that's just a little business lesson for you guys today. What were we talking about before? Movies?
I don't know.
Zach Galifianakis and Hangover being inappropriate for children.
Yeah, which it is.
Yeah.
Which it is. But...
But you know what's not? The library.
True. True. Go to the library. That's what you guys should do this weekend.
Pick out a book. Become a redhead.
Have you been to the New York Public Library?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
Have you? Well, you grew up.
I've been to the New York Public Library. I haven't been recently. But I will say, I first of all love the idea of a library.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the New York Public Library is a wonderful place. I don't really know why people need to sit in Starbucks and do work. Like, I'm trying to sit there and eat... an egg sandwich and drink a cup of coffee.
Are you just talking about like Starbucks period all over?
I'm saying in general, stop taking tables to do work
at Starbucks
when you're there to drink coffee and eat food.
Okay.
Go to the library. You want to do work? There's a library.
That's a good point.
That's all I'm trying to say. I guarantee if you go to the library right now, it's really not that packed.
Does the library have free Wi-Fi?
Of course. So? I made that up. I don't work for the library.
Yeah.
But I have to assume that the library doesn't charge you for Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You could
if
also
they want to stay competitive.
Take somebody's hotspot.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
No. I've never taken somebody's hotspot.
Okay, cool.
You know, there's only so much to go around.
No, it's weird. Cool.
And plus, you usually need a password.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
I don't know. We're rambling?
Yeah, you're rambling.
Anyway, am I?
Yeah. Who am I? Yeah, cool. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so that is our show. But before we let you guys go, Ben and I do want to do a toast content of the weekend.
Oh, yes.
So that we have something to really... pour over on Monday, and you know, we can get our take, see if we land on the same side of the coin or what. The thing is, we don't know what it's going to be yet. We've been thinking, I mean, we have two very different ideas of what this concept is going to look like. For me, I'm thinking like topical, you know, movie of the moment, let's discuss. Ben wants to watch a classic.
I just want you to watch a movie that I don't think that you've seen that I think is funny.
Okay. But you were suggesting Miss Doubtfire.
I didn't know if you'd seen it.
I have seen it 1,000 times.
Have you seen Hook?
Hook? What's that?
Where Robin Williams...
It's Peter Pan?
We don't need to watch it now.
Probably
though.
Not. I don't think that... I don't think I've seen that. At least not any time recently.
We could watch Hook, but it's not his best.
It's not his best. Okay, so what else do you propose?
I don't know.
I'm looking on the streaming services... Now, The Great British Baking Show, you ever watch?
I started it and I didn't like the vibe.
The vibe is everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
The vibe is why we watch.
It just seemed weird. It was weird.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
I mean, to each
their
own.
Do you ever watch any Marvel movies? Like any superhero movies? Have you seen any?
I've seen Aquaman.
Have you seen the Batman trilogy?
No. And I'm not going to.
What is with you and Claudia with being anti-superhero movies?
Should we watch the new season of Riverdale?
We can. Should we watch the new James Bond? Want to go to the theater?
Oh, we could do that. I'm good, though.
Okay.
What about...
So we could or we couldn't?
Like, we could.
We could.
We could.
I'm good.
We could, but I don't want to. Okay. What about... Shit, what was I just going to say? Oh, it was just on my thing. Oh, what about One of Us is Lying on Peacock?
Oh, is that the show that...
That we just talked about, yeah.
Yeah, but...
A juicy teen drama?
No, I want to watch a juicy teen drama, but what are we going to do? Watch one episode? I'm not... I don't have 10 hours this weekend.
Oh,
so... I have 2 hours.
Okay, so you want, like, a documentary.
I want a movie, a documentary... Yeah, movie.
There's
or
a new documentary about Brittany Murphy that's out.
Oh, sure.
On HBO Max.
Is it getting good reviews? Like, if I'm going to watch a documentary, I want to make sure
I think
it's
there's
good.
A lot to unpack.
Especially because
I think that's
I
it.
Really, I love Brittany Murphy. Okay. Loved.
I think that that's the one because it's topical, and I think there's a lot of information there that we don't know.
Okay.
And it's celebrity-oriented, which okay. is what the show is. So we are watching the Brittany Murphy documentary on HBO Max. Please watch along with us, and we yes. will all share our thoughts on Monday.
Yes.
We all have a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I will now let you go to your golf expedition.
Thank you
so much for
Thank you for having me.
Day two of Bunge on the Toast. Mm-hmm. And we will see you guys on Monday. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Stay safe out there. Make sure you're loading up on SpritzSociety.com. Mm-hmm. Use code TOAST. Thank you for listening to Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the past five stories every day. And yada, yada, yada. If you've made it this far into the episode, you are now a member of the Society Season 2. Please leave an emoji of... What did we talk about
wine
today?
Wine glasses.
Of wine glasses in commemoration of Spritz Society. Have an amazing weekend, everyone. Bye.
Have a great weekend.